moving. I want to move fast today because we are that little bit behind schedule. I don't know. We're not actually going to be Messiah on Sunday, but just a day or two later. So let's get on. Okay, Sif Chav Aleph and Simon Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. Halachas as follows: Nizkar Shlo Erev Kodim Shu Shachris. Okay, on Friday morning, you suddenly realize you didn't make an Erev. Is there any way? What can you do? Yeah. What can you do? This is real. You realize, oh no, I didn't make an Erev. Not food.
Or someone else's.
Good. Yeah, we learned that. Ideally, do that. Pardon?
That requires some kind of
kinyan. Yeah.
Can't.
Shulchan Aruch suggests the following. Siv Chav Aleph, second line from the top. Nizkar Shelo Erev, you remember you didn't make an Erev. Kodim Sur the Shachis before the Friday morning meal. He suggests the following. Yivashel Haba B'Keter Achas, cook a lot for Yom Tov. So the Friday lunch, Seuda, should be overestimated how much you're going to eat. You know, you cook as if you're cooking for army. Yeah, it is. For Yosel Shabbos, and the leftover should be for Shabbos. Yeah. Similarly, also you can go with the candle into a different room where there is light. You go into pretending you need to search for something, but really what you want is to have the candle there. So you're going to go in the room as if you need something. In reality, you don't. But what you want is to have the candle there. So you're going to pretend, you know, and you keep the candle there. And some say, not only allowed to cook. Add potatoes in one pot, additional spare potatoes on the former pot. You are also allowed to cook various pots. Because it's before eating, and you're just getting your estimation wrong, as it were. That's as long as you eat from everybody. So you can cook more. You can just cook more, and that's the recommended idea. And that's what you should do. Not only from one pot, but some say you can even make a few pots. You know, extra potatoes, extra this, extra that, extra everything. And you make extra. As long as you eat from every pot a little bit on the Friday day meal, you'll have to make extra spares, additional, which is going to last into Yom Tov. Mishnah Berurah Samach Vav reminds us, it must be talking about which case. How can it be that it doesn't have an Eruv? Kobi have a cash on this Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, in Tzivkotn Samach Vav, his imliska, if you remember that he didn't make an Eruv, this must be in a case that there is no Rav in the city. It must be a place that there is no Rav in the city. There could be a kasha on that. There could be another scenario that he can't rely on. If there's a Rav, of course he can rely on the Rav. We're talking about, says Mishnah Berurah, in a scenario there is no Rav. If there's a Rav, he would have included you in the Eruv. What's the kasha on this, Mishnah Berurah? A bit of a kasha on this. Could be that there's a Rav and you still can't rely on it. What? Exactly. Oh, you see, Mishnah Berurah is not talking about such a case. Very good. Now, my kasha was that Mishnah Berurah says we must be talking about a case that there is no Rav in the city. So I'm saying, one second here, it could be that there is a Rav in the city, but we learned, if you're negligent, and you're forgetting and forgetting and forgetting, then eventually the Rav is not going to, you know, second time around, the Rav can't rely on the Rav. So why is that not mentioned over here? So that's a bit of a cash on the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we continue with Sif Chav Beis. Yes?
So when we say making
Erev,
is that the household or the person?
Household. Imniska b'yomtev rishon shlo Erev. What happens if on the first day Yom Tov, you remember you didn't make an Erev. So this would be if Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov. You remember first day Yom Tov would be then on? First day Yom Tov is on? Thursday. Thursday, remember, oh, I didn't make an Erev. So now there's the following case you can do. Imniska b'yomtev rishon shlo Erev. Imu b'yomtev shlo Rosh Hashanah. If it's Rosh Hashanah, en yochol Erev al tnai. You can't do anything about it. So Rosh Hashanah, tough luck. Nothing you can do about it. There's no way out. That's it. Tough. You can't do anything about it. Avol, but imu biyomtev shel golias. But if it is on a regular 2-day yomtev, you can do as follows. Yochalav, but then you can make it tonight. So again, this is a 2-day yomtev followed by a Shabbos. And you can say as follows on the first day yomtev, which we said is Thursday. If today is Yom Tov, I don't need to make an Eruv. Why? Why don't I make an Eruv? If today, i.e. Thursday, is Yom Tov, I don't really need, on the Torah level, I don't really need an Eruv. Why? Because tomorrow is Friday, which is really, is what? Really, it's weekday. Really. Because really, on a Torah level, only one of the 2 days can be Yom Tov. So on the first Yom Tov, you're going to say like this. If today is Yom Tov, so tomorrow is weekday. So if tomorrow is weekday, I can cook for Shabbos. If today, Thursday is weekday, really, then this Eruv that I'm making now, today, on Thursday, on Yom Tov, first Yom Tov, I'm making Eruv now. Tomorrow you don't need anything. Some say this, but tonight doesn't work at all. And that is... Rabbi said there is a following concept you could do. Halach lemaisa, Mishnah says you can rely on that. 2-day Yom Tov followed by Shabbos. You forgot to make an Eruv. It's first day Yom Tov, so I remember, I didn't make an Eruv. So you can make the following condition. You can say, okay, if today is Yom Tov, if Thursday is Yom Tov, then on a Torah level, thank you. If today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is weekday. So tomorrow being weekday, I can cook for Yom Tov, for Shabbos. If today, however, is weekday and tomorrow is Yom Tov, then today I can cook with an Eruv Tavshilin for Yom Tov. And that's what you're allowed to do according to Shulchan Aruch. And this leads us to Seif Chof Gimel. What happens if you overcooked? Im ova bemezit. If you cook bemezit. Oh, it's not me. Yeah. Okay. Im ova bemezit. If you cook bemezit, vishel and you cook kamakderes many kaderes shaloi letzerich yom tov. If you cook without tzerich for yom tov. Not needed for Yom Tov. Muta la'ochlam b'Shabbos. Bechol you can eat it on Shabbos on weekday. And finally, Seif Chof Dalet. Himerim levashel shtei kadeis. If you cook 2 pots, letzorech hayom, for the day. Ve'hoisi achel letzorech mocha. And you did spares for, if you made a proper haroma, and that is for, and you left over for the next day, osolosi, you won't be allowed to eat it. That leads us to Simon Tov Kuf Chof Ches. Dinei of Chatzeros. Okay, very quick Simon. So I'm up to page 304. Do you remember what's Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos? What's that again? We spoke about it extensively a little while ago. When did we learn about it? It's quite a while ago. What's Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos? That enables us to carry around in a semi-public domain. So whenever there is an Eruv, what we call an Eruv, the external, how should you call it? Whenever there's an, what we call an Eruv, we call it Eruv. What's the English word for it? Yeah. So when, it could be either through the... Whatever. When there's a local Eruv, then there is an additional... So on a Torah level, you still need Eruv Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos by placing a food item and sharing it. By doing that, that's called Eruv Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos. That enables you to carry it in a semi-public domain. Okay. So Yom Tov, enter Eruv Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos. With regards to Yom Tov, you don't need Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos. You can just carry things around without it. On Shabbos, we know, without Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos, you won't be allowed to carry. But on Yom Tov doesn't require Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos. Aval Erev Tchomin Tzorch, but Erev Tchomin Tzorch. What does that mean, Erev Tchomin? What's an Erev Tchomin again? That's right, to walk beyond your 2,000 amas, beyond the boundaries of the city. So if you want to walk, and this is real, if you want to walk to Brom Wood on Yom Tov, Simchas Torah, yeah, you want to walk to. So you've got to make sure there's an Erev Tchumim in place. You don't have to worry about Erev Chatzeres and Shutuf Mitzvos, but you do need to worry about Erev Tchumim I know that there's some hospitals, there was talk about it for a while, I think it's sorted now, but there was, you know, you've got to make sure, if you're going outside of the tchum, you've got to make sure that there's an eruv in place, even on Yom Tov. And if you want to know what that loch is up, you better check the eruv tchumim, which you've learned previously. Say, if base, Yom Tov Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. Now, if Yom Tov falls on Friday, happens quite a lot, happened now, right? Yom Tov on Friday? 1 second, was Yom Tov on Friday? Sure it was. Of course we had Yom Tov on Friday. Yeah? So just said it now. Yom Tov Shechali is Be'erev Shabbos. Ein ma'arvin, you may not make. Lo eruv chatzeros, you may not make an eruv chatzeros. Lo eruv tchumim, you're not allowed to make an eruv tchumim. You cannot make an eruv on Yom Tov. Hafil im niachav tavshilin. Havol im niska b'yom rishon b'shnei Yom Tov shel Golias. Yochel ha'ov eruv chatzeros b'tznai. But what you may do is that tznai, that conditional eruv, you can do that. As we discussed in Siv Chov Gimel just before, you can do that with regards to eruv chatzeros and eruv tchumin as well. Havel eruv tchumin and manichin es b'yom tov tznai. But eruv tchumin you can open tznai as well. So again, Rabbi Yisai, eruv tchumin is required on Yom Tov. You cannot walk without 2,000 amas, and not only you need it, but you cannot make it on Yom Tov. You cannot make an eruv tchumin on Yom Tov. With regards to the other eruvin, the eruv chatzeros and shutuf mevoes, those are not required on Yom Tov, and you can walk, you can carry without them in place. And that leads us to the final siman in Hilchas Yom Tov, which is very, very, very highly relevant halachas. Okay, the din is Simchas Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah to be sameach on Yom Tov. What is that? Which thoughts that are triggered in your mind about mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov? Meat. Yeah. What else?
Jewelry, clothes,
wine, sweets. Wine. Absolutely. Wine. Right, and it's one element of it is even on a higher level. So we've got to see now the details of this mitzvah of being joyous and happy on Yom Tov. I find it always interesting that can you impose happiness on somebody? Can you impose happiness on somebody? Can it be a mitzvah to be happy? Isn't that interesting? Happy to God. So I think the answer is, how can you be happy? How can you force somebody? I think that I just saw happiness. I saw somewhere written that, like in a, I saw it somewhere, and it's such a true thing. It said that. I saw it a few weeks ago, and it made an impact to me. So it said that happiness is a choice, and you're in control of it. Is that such an amazing statement to make? I saw it written out somewhere. Happiness is a choice, and you're in control of it. What do you think about it? I think it's very, very Torah-dic. I saw it in a non-Torah-dic place, but it's clearly a Torah-dic. Yes, a person can be in control of his emotions and his. How about you think about it? Happiness. So it's happiness. Is happiness a choice? Happiness is a choice, and you're in control of it. So that's the answer, right? I see. Very good. Okay. Okay. Mitzvah Yom Tov lechalkoi. So now let's see the halachas a little bit. Mitzvah Yom Tov lechalkoi. Okay. We need to know that there's a mitzvah to divide the Yom Tov into two. Mitzvah Yom Tov lechalkoi. You've got to divide the Yom Tov into two. Chatzi lebeis hamedrash. Half of the time spent on Yom Tov is for beis hamedrash. Vechatzioi, and the other half leachile v'shtia, for eating and drinking. So you've got to know these two aspects to a Yom Tov. One is the spiritual ruchnistic aspect, and the other one is the physical gashmistic aspect. You've got to do both. Valitzamtzem, but additionally, the other halacha we've got to know is valitzamtzem b'tzuas Yom Tov. Don't be stingy. For some, it's a lot easier than for others. Don't be stingy. B'tzuas Yom Tov with regards to the expenses of Yom Tov. V'tzorech, and you must lechabdoi, to honor it, v'leangoi, to enjoy it, k'moi, just like b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Okay, so what are those? What are those halachas over here? Yeah, I think that oinek it's definitely connected, definitely very much so, to honor and to enjoy it. Yeah, I would say that the kibbutz is more of an external thing. The oinek is more internal. Yeah, whatever. We'll see a bit more halacha shortly. Okay, so sifkoten aleph mitzvah yom tov lechalkoi tebechat koksiv. Mishnebura says in one pasuk it says aseret tzi elochem. Yom Tov should be for yourselves. And then it says, V'chad koksiv, atzeres l'Hashem elokech. Atzeres should be Yom Tov should be for Hashem. So we've got a contradiction over here. Is Yom Tov for you? Or is it for Hashem? Says the Gemara. V'akein zoh omu chazal, therefore the Chomim have taught us, tzorech l'chalkev divided. Chetzi l'Hashem, half it is for Hashem, which means, handle the Torah with tefillah, which is Torah and davening. V'chetzi l'chem, and the other half is for, handle l'chile v'shtiyah, the other half is for yourself, which is for eating and drinking. Which is the oinek aspect, the physical enjoyment of the Yom Tov. Al Kain, this is the famous line of in the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, very interesting. Yesh Ligoy, one should protest, Bechazonim with the Chazonim, Hamarichim Yoisa, who schlep out, Yoisa Mechetzi, who schlep out longer than half day. It's wrong. Why is it wrong? It should be half half. What do you say? Was it like chazonas? If you like chazonas, then it's chatzina. Yeah. So you're right. Of course you're right. If somebody does enjoy it, then fine. But the question then is, who decides? Who judges that? On the majority of the tzibur. Is the chazan who enjoys a good shtikl chazan? Can he decide that for the... Can the gaba decide? Is it a vote? How do you decide what the... So it says over here that unless you've got a evidence-based case that you know that the majority wants, then you don't slip out. Having said that, what does chatzioim mean? Until it speaks about chatzioim. What's chatzioim? It's chatzois. Midday. So until midday, it's okay, it sounds like. But beyond that, So the Mishnah was as follows.
I don't understand what the problem is.
The problem is that...
What's the problem?
The Mishnah is referring to Chazonim, who they themselves enjoy the Chazonis a little bit more than the listeners. Do you know those? Have you ever encountered those? Yeah, but Chetzi Hashem is not allowed to be more than Chetzi, says the Mishnah Berurah. You've got to make sure you don't overdo your half, because half has to be for Lachem.
Well, maybe it's saying something a bit deeper than that. Maybe it's saying that it's not saying it's taken away from the Chetzi Lachem. It's saying that it's not, but the Chetzi Hashem, if you're going to be for that half, it should be learning and davening. Davening doesn't involve schlepping.
Very interesting. I didn't learn the Mishibul like that. Such an interesting. Have I said, yeah, what the Biasal suggests? Very interesting. Very, very interesting suggestion. He says that, hold on a sec. There's nothing wrong with doing Chatzil Hashem, of course. But Chatzil Hashem has got to be quality in La Hashem. How do we define quality La Hashem? Good, proper davening. And then afterwards, good, proper learning. But to schlep out davening for many hours with a well overstretched thing, that's perhaps not, you could argue it's not Chatzil Hashem. That's not what the Mishnah seems to be saying in the first glance, but it's a very interesting suggestion.
Have a look in Shad Zion. Yeah. Shad Zion base.
Yeah, what do you bring? Kosam Magnavon ben Mashal, Masharichim Achazonim ben Nigurim, Ein Zebichlal Chatzil Hashem ve Chatzil Hashem. He says it's not Chatzil Hashem, it's not Chatzil Hashem. Yeah.
He's saying it's neither.
I don't know if it's referring to literally half day, midday, chatzos, or perhaps he's telling us just don't overstay your welcome because, you know, I don't know. Interesting. Either way, it's something to think about.
I don't have such a problem. If I'm bored, I'll learn. Then I'll get my chetzi in Hashem. What's the problem?
You're going to learn during the extended part.
That's not learning, is it? That's just learning.
Learning is to enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. I hear. Continues the Mishabua. The Kasua Poiskim, the Poiskim, right? The Kachu Dai Chanochon. This is the right order. That's how Yom Tov should look like. Baboike in the morning. Makdimin Leilich Lebeis Hakneses. You go early to Shul. Makdimin means you go early to Shul. You know, like 6:30, yeah? Do you know there's some 6:30, yeah? Kölner 6:30 at the moment, yeah? 6:50. All right. Anyways, you go early to Shul, mispalin in, you go to Shul, you daven, v'koyrim b'toyre, then there's leaning, pinyon shel yoim, of course, the appropriate leaning for the day, mispalin musaf, subsequently you daven musaf, then v'choyzen b'toyim, you go home, v'oichlin and you eat, after eating, you go back to learn, and you learn until midday. So again, what was that? You go to shul, it must be, we're talking about early davening. No? What time do you think it must be? It's no later than 8, I think, huh? I don't think. What time do you think? Because you go to, after davening, you eat, and then you go back to shul until midday. Okay. Must be quite early, yeah. Ve'achkach and afterwards, k'sheboz ma'mincha, when it's mincha time, mispalin tefilas mincha, you'd have mincha, v'choyzer nevateim, and then you go back home, lis anek basim chas yom tev, then you enjoy the yom tev, v'sha'ayim adalayla, until the evening, k'te lekaim chatsi lochem. Now there's one thing missing over here, some of us do that on Shabbos. It's one little, yeah, they don't speak about resting at all. It doesn't mention resting. Yeah. Yeah, we're supposed. So I don't know. It doesn't mention anything about resting. So I don't know what. I don't know how we're gonna. Chatzi lachem. Yeah, I don't know. The Vilna Gaon used to wake up after learning with love chidush etoyre. So I wonder if, according to some, you can take the sleeping as chatzi lachem. Yeah, of course. No, of course that would be part of chatzi lachem, of course. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Buddha, he does say the enjoyments of Yom Tov, maybe he's referring to that. Either way, he does say that, so that's according to Mishnah Buddha, you daven early, you have a meal, you go back to shul, you learn, you do mincha, and then afterwards you go for the suda, and then afterwards you rest and you enjoy the Yom Tov. Yeah. About looking after the kids.
When you've got like 8 kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to show
them
come out and look
to me.
I'm going to go back to
face major stuff. Yeah. Okay, see, base. So we said we shouldn't overspend money. We shouldn't be stingy. Why shouldn't you be stingy? When it comes to Yom Tov, you should splash out. Why is that? Why? Gemara famously says, "Shkom mezenoyz of shel yitzioshiv shel adam." All your expenses of ketuvim Rosh Hashanah are already written out, are decided already from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Chutz meretzuah Shabbos v'yom tovim, excluding the Shabbos and Yom Tov expenses. Sheim piches. If you were stingy about it, then the budget that you're given is small about it in Moisif, but if you've got a grand budget about Yom Tov, then Moisif and Lo, then it's going to be, then you get added to that. In other words, the Yom Tov and Shabbos budget is something which is separate, and the more you spend, the more you get from the Ribbono Shel Olam back. It's a separate budget. And that's why you shouldn't be stingy, because you're not going to gain anything by just being stingy over there. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you've got to be respectful on Yom Tov Lechabdoi. You've got to respect the Yom Tov. How do you do that? Tzorich Lechabdoi. Tano Rechitza Bechamin Be'ev Yom Tov. You've got to wash before Yom Tov. Kumay Be'ev Shabbos. You should wear nice clothes, Yom Tov clothes. And you should have different clothes than on weekdays. And Mishnah Berurah also says that you should, V'tzorich Kol Odom Lishtatel Be'atzma Lochin Shum Dovah Lechitza Shabbos. You should make something for Shabbos. Like you should make something for Yom Tov. You should make sure to do something to help in the kitchen. Although you may have maid servants and helpers, you should do something for Shabbos and Yom Tov yourself. This is assuming that you're allowed into the kitchen, that is. Yeah? So if you then you should do something for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's the way you honor it. Although you may delegate it, and it's fine if you have. It's good if you've got people to delegate it to. But if you can do something yourself, you should do so. Okay. To summarize, we learned this evening. We learned, Baruch Hashem, tonight. We learned that if you didn't make an Eruv, you could. If you didn't make an Eruv, then on Friday, you could just make more extra and, you know, generously for pretending it's for Yom Tov, but really you're not going to be left over for Shabbos. We also spoke about the condition you can make on first the Yom Tov. If it's not Rosh Hashanah or the Yom Tov, you can say if today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is weekday, and if today is week, then tomorrow is Yom Tov. That would work for various. We learned in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Ches that Eruv Chatzeros Shiduf Mevois is not needed on Yom Tov. Eruv Tchumin is needed on Yom Tov. You can not make an Eruv Tchumin on Yom Tov. And then we started the discussion of Simchas Yom Tov a little bit, and we learned, firstly, that there's a mitzvah to divide Yom Tov into two parts. Half should be for Hashem, half should be for yourself. We also spoke about the halacha that Alek Tzamtzim shouldn't be stingy, and you've got to spend appropriately, generously for the Yom Tov expenses. That's the way to honor it. That's the way to, and whatever you spend, the Kodesh Baruch is going to pay that back. And we also learned that it's right and appropriate to do something yourself personally for Yom Tov. Okay, so that's it for this evening, and let's try to put this in practice now to do something for Shabbos. Yeah.